sorry. I'm bitterly disappointed. I went through a great trauma. I hope you're all mishtatif of my great tzar that I went through recently. First of all, I want to thank Torah Anytime. I want to thank Kol HaLoshon, and I want to thank Kavosh Kocha Pratis. And I want to thank the Rabbeinu Yishol Olam for everything and anything. And I want to tell the Olam that unfortunately, you don't always get what you want in this world. Unfortunately, Nebuch, I have been hurt recently. I'd like to share my pain with the public. I was asked to speak last night for the shidduch. They're into shidduchim over there. They asked me to speak, and they put my name all over Lakewood, the tzaddik. And they left out a gun. They left out Butzina Kadisha. They left out, I would have given them ideas. The Rashka, they didn't know nothing. It's tzaddik. That's not big by me. I want to have some more at this point. As men my age, a chashiv of person, I'm very hurt, Rabbi Say. It's terrible. Sar everything. I'm the guy. Kitzur, Rabbi Say, you have to accept things in life. Not everything goes the way you'd like. Sometimes, you know, you have to swallow and make believe nothing happened. But deep, you're hurting and you're in pain. You could be sure it went home. My wife is looking at me. You don't look good. I can't say what happened. It's too private. I couldn't even express my pain. You know, it was too much. Rabbi Shai, sometimes I say these type of things and they believe me. They believe me. I once said, why don't you call it the next time? Butzina Kadisha. Oh, God, I didn't mean it, you guys. I'm kidding. And no. Every joke has a truth. You ever hear these guys? Every joke has a truth. I want to tell you something. I'm trying desperately to make a chizik out of COVID, which that's what they did in Avardi. They made jokes out of this stuff, which is a very powerful form of musa. And I do this from time to time. I feel I should do it more and more. You don't chop what every ounce of musa does to you. You don't realize something's happening. Come on, I still like, listen, between you and me, Rabbi Say, I might be making fun of this, but you think I don't like COVID? Of course I do. Think it's going to change me making this joke? Yes! It changes you, Lonetzach. You open a musa sefer for 1 second. I know I never spoke to somebody. Hashem should help him. I got a phone call from overseas of a Nebuchadnezzar who is a Bacha who's going through. Unfortunately, he fell into, you know, and he sits and learns. That's funny. I don't know how he fits how things work in his life. And he still, but he still, he has, he fell into a certain addiction, whatever he fell in. And the parents called me up. And I spoke to the Bacha, and the Bacha told me something that I've heard before. It's so impossible. I tried so many times. It's a wall. I'm addicted. Go handle. Rabbi Isai, I want to tell you something. I didn't fit in that boy. I think they're on my case again, but if I speak to him or not, I don't know. But one thing I do want to tell you. You learn Musa and don't care if it's working or not. Get out of that business. You keep that up. The Chayvus Avavah says every little inch that you could get out of the Yetzar, every mashu. And I was told in a body where Rabbi Zishwartz, just open that Musa safe and you're bringing Siyata Nishmaya. I didn't even read it. I didn't find the page. It's not, of course you have to try. Rabbi Say, you don't chop. Every gesture, every mashu, every slight attempt that you make to beat the Yetzirah is a gold mine. Don't listen, Yetzirah, but I gave up. That's me. There's no hope. I'm already, after so many years, none of that business. First of all, it says Moshe Rabbeinu was niftav. He almost Moshe Eved Hashem. Doesn't say he finished. Doesn't say this. Eved Hashem. That's it. Same thing at Yeshua. Eved Hashem. I'm working. You don't know the power of every mashu. And you wait. The Shul Salanta says the person who learns Musa should not get discouraged when he sees nothing's happening. Because he just keeps going and keeps going, and through the years, Lord, don't hop his spiders. It's working, it's not working, it's working, it. I get nothing, I do get, I don't get. You move! Don't listen! Every inch is a victory. Every millimeter is a gold mine. Reb Chatzkel, who was not known to be that positive, although I insist he Dafka was. Yeah, I hear things that he said. Reb Chatzkel didn't stop with this Nakuda more than anything. Every slight movement, every mashu, every gold, it's gold on each year. You might even get more schar for that than all your victories. Yeah, he says this. He says, even if you're never going to do it, you think a little different, it's fine. Just keep moving at it. Imagine how much nachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. He put us Americans in a cesspool among goyim that have no Hashem Yerachem what they're all about. What their families look like. Two cats, one dog, a canary. A human is a chiddush. Oh, you actually have a normal baby. That's nice. Yeah, my wife was once in one of these maternity in the hospital, and the lady there, she already had one child, five cats, three dogs, one of those families, you know, a family, you know. You have to have variety in your family. A goldfish, you know, few of them. Those are very good dogs. Yes. They'll be your best friend. Oh, yes. Those dogs, the kind that with the long nose. That will get it. It's time for a poodle. Get a poodle and go with the poodle schmoodle and take a walk in the street. A respectable person goes with a poodle. A nice fancy lady goes with a fancy poodle, and the poodle wags his tail like a guns. Pnei ador ke pnei akelev. That's Chaim Zayin Chazal. You walk around with your poodle, and the poodle goes around cutie pie. This poodle goes to a special manicure place. This poodle gets special treatment. When you go there, they do a job on him or she, on him or it. I don't know what it is. This poodle, and they do a job, and the lady watches the poodle, and she takes out all the money. My poodle. And when the poodle, I was once standing in a department store. The lady in front of me was crying like a baby. And she didn't know what she was doing. She gave a 1 instead of a 20. She was all mixed up. And the cashier says, lady, you're off the rock. You're not helping cop. You're not with... So she starts crying. Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't even think straight. Well, what happened? She lost her huntal. She lost her huntala. And the cashier says, oh, I understand. Yes. I understand. Yes. That's terrible. She lost her huntala. I'm telling you, there's a dog cemetery half hour from Lakewood. I advise anybody, Erev Purim, go there. I'm telling you, if you have trouble laughing, you want to cheer up, go. First time I saw it, I said, what's going on? The warmth on those gravestones. The humans should get such love. We all love you and miss you. You are unforgettable, Spotty, or Blackie. Who could forget your beautiful face with your fangs and your canine teeth? Such a good-natured dog I had. My dog had Mitos. I once saw right in front of my house. I'm getting carried away, everybody. I didn't come here to make fun of him. But maybe I did. It's time out to talk about the Huntalach. Gizma. Talk Pnei Adar, Pnei Agelov. So I saw a lady, an older lady, not a kid, and she had a huntel. I think the huntel was covered with a, it was in the winter time, she bought the huntel a special coat. Especially, you know, nowadays they probably have you go to the clothing store for animals too, you know. You have to take care of them. Whatever it is, so I saw her patching the hunt. She was angry, the hunt didn't listen to her. I heard you can go for therapy to work out relationships with dogs, to find out, to make sure that, learn how to get along when the poodle doesn't want to listen. Now, the whole godless of a poodle, or whatever they're called, the whole godless is he can't talk back. Or else, what's wrong with kids? So kids can talk, yeah, they have to deal with kids that die of COVID. If you have a human, you're running away from reality. You want to sit with that huntel. A huntel, I knew Yid. He's all Yenevelt. He wasn't from, but he was a sweetie. And he told me how he cried when his huntel was gone. He told me, he says, you think it's funny, but you don't know what it's like when you use. And after all, it's just a huntel. You know, a little Yiddish this year, a geschmack Yid. After all, Abba still, it's very painful. What do you say today? I have a neighbor. Don't ask. I have a neighbor. This guy looked terrible one day. I says, what happened? His favorite cat died. His favorite cat died. Oh, that's terrible. He once told me to daven for one of his dogs. It's a true story. He told me to daven for one of his dogs. And my dog's name is Juanit. Something like that. Juanit. He says, oh, okay. And please, here's a picture of my dog. Please pray. My dog has Yena Machla. And he wants me to daven for his dog. So I says, can you give me the dog's mother's name? You got to get the mother's name. It's a true story, I promise you. It's a true story. I davened and didn't help. I wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem, you know. If I'd saved the dog's life, they'll say, oh, the rabbi saved the dog. I would be in all the newspapers. You know, I'd get some coming for saving the dog. But I found out later, I'm sorry, rabbi, I had to put Juanit out. You know, she had to kill him. Here, the wife, the husband, whatever. So it was fraidless. Anyway, this woman has 52 cats. I'm not joking. 52 cats. She got them all in one place. And each one dies, she's ice mensch. She has a heart monitor. Because of the aggravation. You think it's a joke? Aggravation. Yep. So I was wondering, she's going to have 52 cat leviathans. Because dogs don't live. They're not around so long. So who's going to go first? Dogs are going first. How's she going to live the traumatic experience? 52 cats, I'm sorry. But the cats. Anyway, I had enough. Had enough of that stuff. Anyway, Rabbi Shai, we have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for our struggles. Our struggles, our Kedush Kedushin. Our struggles, even though we fall, doesn't matter. We keep fighting. Melcham al Hashem Amalek. Main thing is go to war and keep fighting the Shtag in every way, mainly in Betachon. You have to try to work on having more and more Betachon. With Shidduchim business, by accident, there's no accident in this world. They asked me to speak, but they have a whole Shidduchim thing last night, so I spoke. The one that they wrote, Hatzadik, it was great. I said, after that, everyone was coming over to me. You know, they called you a tzaddik. They said, oh, that's so nice. Do you know? I'm serious about it. When they write a tzaddik on me, I don't know what they're thinking of. But I take it personal. I consider it shechina medaber tzaddik. I hold, Davis is talking. I accept it, and I like it, and I believe it. I once walked in just 2 weeks ago. I walked into a kiddush, a friend of mine. And as soon as I walked in, the guy started dancing. Oh, Mandela's here. So they start singing, Yamin al Yamin Melech. They start singing. So I told myself, so I dance along with them. Why not? And then I tell them, I don't know what you guys are thinking, but I take serious what you're doing. I feel very good. So I feel shechina with the Rebbe Tegrina. I don't know what you feel. You're making fun of me. You mean it. You don't mean it. It's not negayah to me. If David HaMelech, when Shimon Gera cursed him, he said, Hashem Amalei Kalo, Saitain Hashem Amalei Barach. Hashem told you to say something nice to me. You mean it. You don't mean it. What's the difference? I take it personal. If everybody would go my derech, you have happy people. I want you to know, they say one, you can say 1,000 nice things to somebody with one criticism. Boom! The criticism sticks! Ah! Now I know the truth. What do you really think of me? All that stuff is baloney. Now we know. That's the way people are. Isn't that crazy? Why don't you believe the compliments? People only believe criticism. I told someone a vought the other day. I didn't mean him. But after I finished, I saw the guy got white, he got red, because the vought was a musaf vought. He says, he means me. I didn't mean you, but it means me. Now I know what you really think of me. Anyway, now, Boisai, we try to make fun of COVID. It's very good for us. Make fun of COVID. I got a phone call. Matzah Shabbos? Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, what happened, Matzah Shabbos? Anyway. Yeah, I had to speak over there. So I told him my stories. So I had Hashgacha Pratius, big time. I had nothing to say. Thursday, I figured, is this my line, Shidduchim? I'm a big Baal Maifus, we know that. But is Punkt Shidduchim my line? What am I going to say? First of all, the first time I was told I might speak, I says, wait a minute, who says it's not my line? I hope I'm great. Yes, that's one of my big things. I give a bracha and you get Shidduchim. Whether I meant it or not, I don't know. But the next day, I got one long distance, one short distance. I got a call from Bnei Brak. A woman gets on the phone in Hebrew. Harav Mandel. She tells me, thanks to you, because whenever she heard me and I gave a bracha, I don't know what happened. Her 24-year-old daughter became a kala. There's one. As soon as you say, just a bris krusolos fasayim, and the same day, an hour later, I get another phone call. An alman with 10 kids, whose wife was nifta, he's going to get engaged a few months after his wife was nifta. The same day, I have two. So, you have to talk positive. Never say, I'm not good at it, I'm not. I am. And only good will come out of it. But now comes another mice. I have some more. They're all calling me, punk when I need it. Someone calls me up. He gave me $500. He came here. This fellow lives in Yerushalayim. Do you hear what happens if you're one of the Bali Batachin? You get special service. They are giving me money. Israelis are giving me money. Did you ever hear that? Mashiach is around the corner. They should give it. The guy left me $500, and I want my daughter to get engaged. Oh no! I told you what happened. Somebody once in one week, I had 10 mitzvahs. I had 10 requests, and every guy had a yeshua, except for the guy that gave me $500. He did. I'm serious. It's a true story. So I felt, you know, I'm getting the stress, messes up everything. But after that, I davened a little about that. You know, why should the guy suffer? Because he gave me money. So I started davening, and Baruch Hashem, the next guy gave me $15,000, and he had a nes goli min haShemayim. Did I have a nes? So, now, by the way, about 2 years ago, guy calls me up. Here's $1,000. My mother needs her for an older woman. She needs her for a shalima. So please, here's $1,000. For tzedakah, my tzedakah, I took the $1,000. And a week later, I called him up. How's your mother? Well, since your bracha, she went downhill. Did you hear that? The true story. Since your bracha. So I started to, Amish, don't do this to me. Like an hour later, I call back. She's all better. Hear this? Now push it. Now push it. Anyway, but, so this guy left me $500. And he wants a shidduch. And he has called me about at least 2-3 times in the middle. Where's the shidduch? So I told him what to do. You want to get a shidduch? Do the following. First of all, I want your house to become a more positive. When people go around all day saying, I need this, I need that, I need, you're in a mode of, machzor, I need everything. So you're not happy camper. You don't attract, you know, the Abish is attracted to happy people. He likes people. Don't be so from and so distant. So, by the way, I do hold from the from types. Chas v'chalila to say things like that. I'm just saying you got to at least try to be more whatever. But if you happen to be the from type, so you'll get a little haba that way. But no matter what you do, Hashem is with you. You made all the mistakes in the universe. Hashem will still help you. You don't really have a dachan. Hashem will still help you. My Rebbe Isaac Schwartz said, Unser betachen is hinkadink. It's like somebody limping. We're still going to get service. He told this to me. Your betachen is, it'll still work. You know how good Hashem is? We deserve it, don't deserve it. I said, Amar de Gavot from one of my rabbeim. The real Baal betachen is the Russia. Don't look for trouble, Chas v'Shalom. Why? Because he's Simech on the Abish, though everyone else is Simech on my learning, my davening, my this, my that. He is Bezeh Hashem, the Russia. Is that something? Huh. So, but don't look for trouble. So you are Simech a little bit in other things. So, Nishkefel. Anyway. So I told the guy, you get together with your wife, and you talk about that girl, and say how wonderful she is, and say what a wonderful girl she is for 5 minutes, and then spend 5 minutes, open up Shara Bechina, and say how good. Now, my normal nusach, I don't know if I told it to him, my normal nusach is part of the compliments about her have to be true, part have to be exaggerated, and part have to be white lies. Like Rabbi Miller said, better a positive lie than a negative truth. I dafka do that. It gives humor. Not limiting. Our daughter, the Rashka Baha, you know, hey, look. Try to joke a little bit. Don't be so sugar. And every joke has a grain of truth, right? Watch it happen. Anyway, something, only good comes out of these things. So what happened to this? So he did that. He said 10 to 12 minutes. I asked him a very important question. Did you enjoy it? He says, yes, I did. Me and my wife got together. That I like the best. You make a musa say that. Make it geschmack. I said like this. Zekeli va'an vehu. I will make him beautiful. What's that all about? The chadakei nayam. Where's the Torah sweet? It's your job to make the Torah geschmack. Make it geschmack. Make it. You have to do it. It's very important. Daven a lot for that. The daven for geschmack and learning. Geschmack. Everything geschmack. Geschmack. Daven for geschmack. Much as you can. Anyway. And so what happened to this fellow? He enjoyed it. Then he did another one of my big eitzes. Shemanasa, Bayir L'Ratzai. You thank Hashem for 10 minutes on the clock. He did it every mincha. Could be his wife too. And just thanking in English, I don't care what language, but no buts, but give me this. No. 10 minutes only thankfulness. I already asked the Pesach. You're allowed to do it. Even though it's not about kosher, it's about your Lerotza. You say whatever you want. Thank Hashem for 10 minutes. He did this. And she's a Kala. And you know what kind of Kala she is? The Chassan's a year and a half younger than her. And he took a trip from America to Israel for her. Special trip. Special to meet her. And they're in cloud 9. That's one of my latest mifsim. There's only one thing that I don't know if I had to do with this, but I haven't. No, I like this. This Kala is the type that she paid her brother's money to learn Shara Bechina in a half hour every day for her. That's a smart girl. That's something. Beautiful story. So that's my latest mitzvah, Rabbi Sari. Then I had another one the same day. I got a phone call. David said, no, I needed materials. So, boom, here comes my... It's unbelievable. I live with the Yavis. I ask him, I get it. Right now, I need money. Anyway, but listen to this. What happened to with the... What happened to the other one? I get a phone call. I'll see this guy. His brother, a Gorish. This guy from Israel somewhere. He's a Gorish. For 10 years... Terribly depressed. He has been registered, so I'm going nowhere. Right after my bracha, he became a chassid. And the guy tells me, I hold it was your bracha. He tells me, I says, I also hold it was my bracha. It was my bracha. Isn't that nice? So we got another shit. I said, I give brachas. I'm not in a spoil. Sooner, you just speak positive and watch what happens. Now I want to tell you another thing. Very, very, very important, Rabbi Sai. You have to hold from yourself. I'm always mixing in Gaiva with Betachin. And Al-Tofun Avadik says, you have to hold that you're Roy. He says, you hold you're not Roy to get what you want? Because of that, you're talking not getting it. When you're looking at Shidduchim and your head's full of, maybe there's Akpada. Maybe, I shouldn't have done that. Ein hara, that's why. No good relationship. That's enough to kill it. I know somebody had relationship problems with shidduchim age kids, and they weren't going anywhere. One mukubla after another said, you're not going nowhere. He went to Rav Chaim Kanevsky, he said, Chaim says, don't bother me. They'll be okay. After they get married, though, you'll make up. That's what he said. Anyway, I'm not getting involved in that. But the Nevardig is held. Ain Dover Aimil Lefneya Betochen. Betochen is dynamite. You cause it to yourself by always telling yourself. That's why so many people, they could do more for others than themselves. Get themselves, they hold, they have this guilt trip, you know. I did this wrong, that wrong. Kills your whole Betochen. It's not, it doesn't matter what you did. Betochen gives you whatever you want. But anyway, listen to this one. Neir HaNerayis, this is very, very Kedai. I got a phone call last week. A younger man calls me up. Mandel. He came to my house. Last week I came to your house. A year ago. But first I want to tell you, I just had a baby boy. 9 miscarriages. Married 6 years. 9 miscarriages. I says, what did I do? He says, his wife was there. And when you get 9 miscarriages, you get the feeling that you're really, something's wrong with you, or you're on the bad list. You know, I don't know exactly what I said, but this is the nakuda that they told me, that I made his Rebbetzin feel like him feel. I don't even remember what, anything. I don't remember the name. I remember nothing. I made him feel like Hashem likes him. I put him on Hashem's good list. As soon as that happened, she became pregnant. You hear that? You know what causes all the terrorists in the world? When you think Hashem doesn't like you. Don't do that. Or you think he likes everyone better than you. My father, that's how he used to say, he feels like a ben yachid to the Eibishter. That's the way everyone should feel. This vod, b'shem my father, I say it all over the place. It's a gold mine. You have to feel, I am the most special guy. They don't feel like that. All the bachim go around, I'm Nebuch the Elta Bach in this world. No, I'm messed up. Or the other guy, I'm Nebuch the quiet type. Or I'm Nebuch the weird type. You know, last night I'm speaking, and a guy says, what if you're a Meshuggah? Can you still get a shidduch? You know, I told him. First of all, I told him, Pnei Adorka, Pnei Akelev, of course. That you're meant to be a little wacky in this day and age. I had a Rebbe, Rav Chaim Halperin, told me once, it's been a bissel in Michigan. So what's wrong with being a little nutty? Who isn't? I said, I once got together with one of the biggest Rabbanim in Lakewood, and we both came to the conclusion, anybody who thinks he's normal these days, he needs help. You know, chop. And by the way, if something's very good, you know what people say? The guy's not normal. He's great. You know, when you want to say something's very good, you say, not normal, right? So that's like the shits of success, to be not normal. Oh, that's the way you express, you know. So at first I tied that. So then I said, don't worry, there's plenty of crazy girls around. What do you have to worry about? Plenty of get together, it's not like you eat them. But the thing is this, where am I holding? Anyways, I'll tell you this half of the Gavod. I had another such a Maisa. A younger man comes over to me. This is 8 years ago, 10 years ago, I don't know how long ago it was. He had a pale look on his face, always. He looked a little bit. And we're hopping in Shmuz, a sweet, a younger manchik. He has two kids. He's barely 30. And he starts talking to me about a grave and, well, what do your kids do after you pass away? And if, I says, what's going on here? So he said, well, you know what I have. What? He has Yana Machla. And he has a psak from his Rosh Hashiva that he has to listen to the biggest doctor in the field who lives in New Haven. He has a chain. I don't want to say which. I don't want to give anybody away. I like to be very. And he said, the doctor said you need extensive therapy. 5 years of Gehenna, of extensive radiation, chemo, I'll get the Zachen. And he didn't really stand much of a chance. And our psak from his Rosh Yeshiva, you have to do it. So this is the first time I was ever approached with a Yana Machla case. To me, it was, oh, what am I getting involved into over here? I'm not, you know, it's scary, Yana Machla. But I figured it didn't pass for me to say nothing. The big Baal B'tochen. So I screamed at him, it's nothing, you're nothing wrong with your drainage gagup. He looks at me, what? We were standing in front of Kol Shimshin at nighttime. He said, just sweet fellow. And I kept yelling at him. And I remember telling him that he's worth a lot. The world needs you. You're a great person. I rubbed that in a lot. You are needed here in this world. Big Nakuda. I met him 1 week later. We made up he's going to learn Muslim. We met 1 week later, less than a week. It was Sunday. And I met him on Shabbos. In Rabbi Pashkas' basement, Shirin Lakewood. And it was at Kiddush. I mamish couldn't recognize him. He looked, he had color in his cheeks, he was drinking L'chaim with everybody. I went over to him and says, what happened? He says, right after I told him this, he started feeling good about himself. Mainly made a phone call to the local yokel. The local doctor wasn't so, you know, as smart as the other guy. The less, brave Chachma, brave Etzev. Better not to be so smart, as you'll soon see. And this local guy decided, yeah, maybe it's not so bad, whatever. He got on a phone. He called up the other doctor. It's a mitzvah, they should do that. The biggest in the country of this. And he spent a half hour telling him he feels no. Has to go much lighter treatment. It's not that bad. He started playing down the whole thing. And the big guy was infuriated. How dare you, you know. The guy, I'm the biggest in the state, in the country. And you're telling me what to do. But he reluctantly went along with him. And this guy's getting more and more feeling like, you know, I'm not that bad. That all in 1 week. He called Rav Chaim Konevsky. And he got a psak. No treatment. 2 months later, he was cured. This is my mitzvah. One of the most striking ones, because they like in a week I had a new person. I brainwashed them look good. I was screaming at him. I scream a lot. You know, I say, I am the Baal Mitzvah Hador. I know what I'm talking about. They all believe me usually. So. And I get, so anyway, the Yesoi, this mice and the lady, and the mice with the lady, Tzada Shava, they felt they're worth something. So important. When I tell singles, hold from yourself! I know, but, well, my friends are married. So what? Hey, here goes. I found this by accident. There's no accident. There's a sefer called Habiteach. It's not a Musa sefer. It's lumbus. It's delicious. I recommend it. But for Musa, But Musa, you take different stuff. You take Shemir Munim as more Musa Deg. So, but I happen to be here, and I figured, let me take it. The Abishta put it there. I opened it up. Boom, the Shudder section. And there they had one story there. It was one Chazal, the Medrash Rab and Bereshis, that it said, Esav and Rashi got married at 40, and Yaakov got married at 83. Because Rishayim, goes fast by them. Tzadikim gotta wait till they get the Yeshuas. Medrash says this. Now I have a prescription for all Alter Rebbechim. I want you to go around. I'm the Yaakov around here. Nebuch, these Esavs, they're all over the place. All these married guys, Nebuch, these ladies, the baby, they right away they got engaged. A lucky girl, she's not lucky. She's more the Esav type. I'm the one that's still at 25, unmarried, or 28, or 32. I'm Yaakov. I'm the other type. And she has to go around looking down at all those Nebuch cases that the Abishta has to get them married off so fast because they're Nebuch, Nebuch, Nebuch. It's a Chazal. And now I'll tell you, the Chayv HaZavav, it says, Abacha. By the way, you have to apply this to everything in your life. Chayv HaZavav, it says that Abacha has to feel lucky that he's not married. Baruch Hashem, I don't have kids dancing on my head. I don't have parnasa issues. I don't have this crazy, I'm sorry. I don't have a woman to deal with. I don't want a chas v'shalom. And the lady has to say, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to deal with those men, right? Whatever it is. You're alone. Do what you want. You go wherever you want. You're not tied down. Sit and learn. Have fun. It's a great life to be unmarried. I once got a phone call, a divorced guy. He has a whole club of divorced guys together. I says, you guys aren't top of the world. These divorced guys are the most lucky people in the world. I'm happily divorced. What's wrong? I hold it's great. Being divorced is gewaldig. If you learn Musa, if you believe in the holy Torah, not in what everyone's saying, you know what people believe in? My Yom Rabrius. That dominates you and kills you. Mayim Rabrius. That's all people care about, 24/7. What did he say? What did he say? What's that? You know, I am happily divorced. Baruch Hashem got rid of her. So happy. And when the lady comes over to me, I say, and you say, lady, Baruch Hashem got rid of him. I'm the lucky guy around here. Whatever. Every person has to feel. You got to feel like $1 million. And look down. At all the married people. And all the married people have to look down at the bachurim. And be happy that they're married. Because there's a lot of milas. And the rich guys have to be happy they're not poor. They can give tzedakah. And the poor guys got to be happy both of them are not rich. Chayvus Avavus says this stuff. You got to apply it. This is the bitachon. Sit down all day. And write down all the milas of your matzav. Don't listen to what the world says. But you gotta make money. You gotta whatever it is. That's what you got. I'm welcome, Shantel. All of God knows great the truth. Don't give me this stuff. I'm happily divorced. Don't bother me. But it's terrible. But it's nothing. The veld makes you nervous. It makes you crazy. That's so involved in tragedies. Everybody's in horrific. You ever see it? A new term? Horrific. It's a new. It's a great, great. All the newspapers, you know. Could I to use it? Make it Lebedik. Horrific. Things are so horrific. It makes people enjoy, you know, catastrophizing. People love to catastrophize. Do you know what I went through? I told the Elam already what I went through last night. They only called me a tzaddik. It was terrible. I'm still traumatized. It'll take me about 2 weeks. I plan to see a therapist for at least 2 years. They left out Hagoyim. They announced me. How could they do that? Calling me Namoritz, Barabbas. That's what you do. You know, you'd be shocked. I hope the Elam is laughing. You'd be shocked how many people, when they hear things like this from me, they right away get all nervous. Oh, we talk. I have to be careful next time. Take me serious. It's funny. People don't chop. A lot of people are not in, you know, you got to make sure. I've had a lot of that stuff. I make my jokes and the guy looks at me. Oh, yes, we have to be more careful next time. People are very serious. He did it on a lip. You know, I go to the Judaica Plaza. What is it called? Judaica Plaza. I go in there. There's unashir pictures of Gedolim all over. There's a Kalina Chassid there. I like him. They're my type. I like the kid around. As soon as I walk in, I say, in front of it, there's a big line waiting over there. It has to be boisterous. It doesn't possibly be a quiet guy. I have to show him a big shot. So I need cover. You know, my age, boy, am I thirsty for more cover. I'm desperate. I open my big mouth in front of the whole store. It's a giant store. Super, you know, almost, it's one of the big ones. Yelling, hey, where's my picture? Where's my, what's going on here? In front of the whole, and he's rolling. I said, every time I go in, it's an old joke. He rolls, oh, yours is backed up for weeks. They're ordering. Where's my picture? And I yell in front of the whole store. I'm hoping there's a big line of people, you know, waiting by the cashier. A line, 25 people. And I keep repeating my joke, hoping that I'll get a little covered, laugh a little, you know. I see everyone standing like this. Standing. That one person, and I repeated a few times. at least consider me a meshuggah now. But laugh. Everybody's standing there like a klutz. Standing like a klutz. Nobody likes a mere that stole a guy. We understand each other. We're looking at each other, rolling our heads up, and the crowd is standing. See, Rabbi say, it's good to learn, Moshe, just to learn how to laugh a little bit. You gotta laugh, come on. No chop. I know I had a friend of mine, I want to say who what when. He was a Veltzletz. He was super funny. A straight word never came out of his mouth. Now, that was his Matthias. He was a super funny guy. You should know, way back, they had these interesting, funny guys. I'm not one of them. I became like this. Nevardig had to make a job on me. Bukhal wasn't. But, I mean, I had a sense of humor a little. I could laugh here and there, but that wasn't one of those official lets. There was a few of them that had. Now, this guy was very hilarious. And he got married. And we saw it. Like every time he opened his mouth, everyone was on the floor. He got married, and there was his wife. And he was making all the shtick, and she was like, she didn't chop anything. She reminded me of my mother, Allah Shalom. My father was a Galiziana who made jokes 24/7. He used to come home every time he had a new joke. My father was terrific. He used to laugh all day long. And my mother, I'm an Adria. My mother never chopped one joke. Never. She was a Yekki. The Yekkis. But she tried. She understood. At least she appreciated that. It's an Indian, you know. But I don't chop that whole stuff. A joke, what's that all about? But she didn't. And I told this to my brother. Remember Tati and Mommy? And Mommy never chopped anything. He said, it's not true. 3 o'clock in the morning, she suddenly jumped out of bed and started laughing. She finally got it. That's what my brother told me. Making fun of your mother? That's what you do, Lachamei Vesem? My whole Siv Soysev, Dervis Bekevet, to make you unhappy, my mother's Maskim. I'm telling you, she's Maskim. I use that to make him happy. It's okay. Anyway. So, Rabbeisha, you got to be happy. And you got to hold from yourself. Hold your roi. Zoktalta von Avadik. The reason why the Meraglim didn't make it. Because the Meraglim held they weren't Roi. The Frum Yetzahara took away the Meraglim's Olam Haba. They wouldn't have been so Frum, they'd still be around. The Frum Yetzahara, they held they're not Roi. The Alta says it, and the Chofetz Chaim says it. The Chofetz Chaim says the same thing. They were Nishul and Kivers that time. Chofetz Chaim says that in the Kuda. So when they come, they see the giants in Eretz Yisrael, they say, we can't deal with this. And when we left Mitzrayim, we were Tzadikim. Now, different Madrega. So now Hashem is not going to save us from those giants in Eretz Yisrael. And they all knocked themselves. The Tzadikim, that's what killed them. You'll be so from. You're learning too much Musa. It's with you. B'tochen has no shaykhs with your madrega, none of that stuff. Anybody can be by Teyach Hashem, Sadi Alta and Sadi, I'm saying both say this. Zuck the Alta from the Vadik, this that you hold, you're not Roy, that exactly why you're not Roy, because you paskin on yourself that you're not Roy. How do you like that one? You got some basic. You decide you're not Roy. Yeah, yeah. Sure, why aren't they? We don't understand them in a million years. We don't chop them, but they know you don't hold from yourselves. So I'm very into gayus. Yes, you cook me, yeah. You know, you're afraid. I can't do a shit of because I once did something. Yes, and I said this and I did that. And the Vardig, they warn me about that stuff. But Tachan knocks down everything. No chachmas, betachin. I have a sefer called Betach Bashem, I think it's called. It's a likut. Everybody's in there. Loads on betachin. Chazals, Ramban, Chavis Ababas, Kada Kemach, Rabbeinu Yehina, Chavetz Chaim, Madrigas Olam, Shemer Amunim, there's David Chachmo, Musaf, some way out, some, all these Menorahs Amar, everybody's in there on betachin. And they're the breast of whatever you want. They're all in there. And they all are. There's every single kamat. They have short shtiklach, a lot of them. They just have 2 pages in their whole big sefer. They have 2 pages in the talk and it's in there. The magid's in there. Kamat, every one of them. They're writing, you know, just 2 pages on. Kamat, every one of them. Afilu rosho baitei abashem. They all say that. Because that's number one. Your betachin's in the garbage. If you are going to knock yourself all day, I'm not Roy, say goodbye. Zok the Alta from the Vadik. You gotta be so careful with this. He said, listen, there's 2 things. David, okay, you did something wrong. That's a different, but your betachin, you put on those blinders and nothing can stop that. You want something, you're getting it. And the source of being about betachin will make you into a tzaddik also, Bezer Hashem. Rav David Blacha says someone who's Baiteh Hashem is Makurav L'Malchus. Did I tell you it over for this island? I once went to an Orthodox camp. I wanted to get a job over there. And there's a line. There's a line with the Gulas. Everybody wanted to get a job over there. And they said, no, 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 no. Suddenly, a kid walks in. He didn't look anything better than anyone else. Oh, how's your father? Yes, you're in. They didn't look at the guy. But they knew each other. They were friendly. Another, you're one of us. You're a family. You're like related. You're friendly with us. You're in. Sight unseen. And I told myself, that's exactly what we're talking. I don't care who you are, the worst bum in the universe. But you spend your time alone with the Rabbeinu Shalalom. And you say, hey, Bishter, I want to have the talking to you. Watch what happens. Yeah, but talking by Hashem, Chesed, you say, when you're Makur of Lamachas, Zuck Reb David Blacha. The king's, he needs friends. You're one of his friends, so you're not so from. You know what? I'm going to say something now. It's a chazal. Chaim Shalom Levitz held it over. It's a scary chazal. Got to watch out. But I think it's an inyan to say it over. Chaim tells it over. It's a hafledika. Before David Melch was Nifta, he said, okay, kill him, and he's the good list. Who kill who? Yoav ben Tzruya is Ish HaDomim. He tricked people. Shlomo, last year, before he was Nifta, David Melch, the last thing he did in his life Well, tell Shlomo, kill Shimi, kill, trap Shimi ben Gerit, make sure he don't die a normal death because of what he did to me. He cursed me, Barabim, and get Yair ben Tzruya. And number three, Barzilai Agiladi, him you treat like a king. When I was in trouble, he was my friend. When I was running away and all my friends, they ran away from me, he was loyal. The Gemara in Shabbos says, now this is not such a simple chazal. Beware. But I'm saying it, Rav Chaim brings it down, it's a halakha chazal. They say he had a lot of tivus, whatever that means. I don't know what it means. But he wasn't Shemi ben Gera. Or Yair ben Tzruya, who big, b'nei, tayrig, daily Yisrael, mamish. He was, I don't know what he was, but there was a weakness in a very, very shameful area. Whatever that means. In tivus. And still, Barzilai Giladi, they're going to be eating at my table, him and his Einiklach. They're my friends. Listen to this. Listen to this. Why? We're connected. He likes me. When I'm in trouble, he's still with me. If somebody holds out, he's Baiteach B'Hashem in difficult times. Be Baiteach B'Hashem. You know what that's going to do for you? It's going to wipe out. The Ramchal says it's going to pull you out of Gehenna. The betachon that you had when you were still alive will pull you out of Gehenna. The Chavis Avava said, you're going to get schar for having betachon by Lamazen or Lamabo. We once had a whole issue with Mominus and Lakewood, the whole tumult, the Malamdim were going crazy a little. I called Rav Weinkranz. Weinkranz says, betachon, not because you want to calm down. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You're mechuyev to do it. You know what they did in the Vatican? They used to chep you about not having to say, Admosa, you're not Sunni. Omazem, Macholoizah, Shazam, be kidding. How can you not believe me? You know how many nisim have to you already? No, no. And you're still worried. No good. Anyway, I talked enough. Where am I holding? Look, I'll keep going. Another 5 minutes. Want to hear some good stories, some juicy stories? I want you to know Hashgacha Pratis, how a person has to live in that sugya. There's so much nisim going on. I had a maisa. I'm just these stories. It's nere nere. I decided I want to change my diet. So I would like to eat. I came into my, something happened this last week. A parent sends me a sandwich. What's that? All the secretaries are obeying. What's going on here? I know what's going on. That morning, I didn't have a chance to eat breakfast. I said, Rabbeinu Shalom, I would like to have lettuce, tomatoes, and tuna. For whatever reason, I held that for me. And I don't have it. I come to school, and there, a parent brought me a whole thing from one of these places, and with some Danishes, a place for us, we punked that. Here, what's going on? I still a little chop. Punked, I met the parent today. What's that all about? You know, punked. Today, the day that I asked for it. You believe there's an Abish in the world? It's simple stuff. You want to hear Mifas? This is a Mifas. It's plenty good for me. You have to write these down and ligand them. This gives you betoch and you feel the Avis is watching you. How everything is so well timed. You don't even notice. And there's so much good stuff going on. You walk in the day. When they told me about Corona, I says, what do you think of Corona? My brain has no makom for Corona. My brain is loaded with thank you for this finger and that finger. This is moving, Baruch Hashem. The nails are okay. Thank you for this. I have a nice pen. The nose is okay. Thank you for the ears, for the eyes. That's little tired. You got to be nuts not to get involved in that. It's alapes. I'll tell you what I have. Karbanis is Lashon Kurva. Kurva Lashem. A carbon brings you, why? Why? What's there with a kohen? Carbon, I want to tell you something, little fella. For some reason, and I think I understand it, Chavis Havavis talks primarily, the thankfulness in Shara B'china is your body, your being alive, remembering or forgetting is also a mila. The eyes, the ears, the stomach, that's all he's talking about. That's the Chavis Havavis in Shara B'china. And why? Why is that? Why are you talking about you finished shots or you did a big mitzvah? You're breathing, you're hearing, you're seeing. You want to be close to the Amishter? Get into that sugya. Rabbi Miller is famous for it. That's the number one sugya. You get out of bed in the morning, it's a schooler not to get sick. You want not to get sick? Thank for your body day and night. You know, people never have to daven for now. This guy never has trouble with his kidneys, with this, has trouble with this part, that part. Thank Hashem for everything you got. Now, I want to tell you why a carbon. I'll tell you where the Lashon carbon is, Korban Hashem. You know why a carbon makes you close to the Eibishter? We're all walking around in a dark world. Olam Hazeh is Daima Lalaila. It's Choshech. You don't see. You know what you don't see? You don't see your large intestine, small intestine, stomach, spleen, pancreas. You don't see your liver. You don't see your lungs. You don't see the rib cage. You don't see your diaphragm. That's what you don't see. You can't live without all that working like a fiddle. And you eat and boom, it's beautiful. You eat and you enjoy and it's good stuff and variety and you fresh your head off. And I had some schmaltzering this Shabbos. It was great. I went to a kiddush schmaltzering. I had some vodka. Get yourself food. There's been bitter complaints about everyone's talking about Jack. There's a big campaign. They want Mandel to get paid by the Jack Daniels company because I have done more for Jack than anybody. I'm joking. Anyway, but a person, when you go and you see the body of the animal, which is just like yours, opened up, and you see, look at that, the kloyos, the emurim that they put on the mizbeach, take a look, that's what, you live with this every day, why aren't you dancing with simcha? Look what that's why pshat, and why a carbon makes you karev to the Eibishter, because it's getting into the basic, your whole digestive system, everything is sitting in the carbon, in the kishkin over there, in the animal. That's what I taina. You want to get, well, we're looking for Yerushalayim to come back someday. We'll bow karbanos. We'll see that the way that makes you close to the Eibishter. You want to get close? Get up in the morning and say thanks. This eyes, you know, say Rosh Hashanah says, before you say Pekeh Chivrim, you close your eyes. And look what it feels like when you can't see. And now say Pekeh Chivrim. Wow, delicious. It's so delicious to be alive. I just spoke to somebody and he calls me up. Nebuch. He has a son. You shouldn't know these things. His son doesn't want to talk to him. His son got married to a funny shidduch. The guy has 15 kids. And everyone's happily married. Most of them are doing great. And everyone's nachas all down. And one kid is not doing well with the parents. And he doesn't want to talk to us. He doesn't want to this. He doesn't want to that. And he's, for a year he hasn't talked to us. First of all, I want to tell you something. I'm having Saturday Shabbat with those cases. I had three of them in the last 3 weeks. I had three, a boy that didn't speak to his mother for a year and a half. I gave one bracha, 24 hours later he was on the phone with her for an hour and a half. That was one mitzvah. I had two more, just like that. I'm having a lot with that. I don't know why. A kid was rebelling against his father, together with the whole family, to throw the father. Don't ask what went on there. I gave a bracha. This guy came to my house. I didn't know what he wanted. He had such an issue, I couldn't deal with it. I says, what do you want from me? You want me to turn around the whole? So he says, I came special, Mandel. I want a yeshua. Figure out if I do it. Let me say, I started screaming, all right. And Aitzis, forget about it. It was so complicated. You need 10 psychologists to know how to how to get this guy to talk to him. And the father was going out of his mind. I says, you haven't gotten to your complete turnaround with this maisa. The father said something. The next day, by mistake, he had the whole family ganging up against him. Yishtar Hashem Yirachem. And his wife, Donis, and he said by mistake, he said something that one of his daughters liked. And she passed it on to the brother and the other and made a turnaround. That was my bracha, Rabbi. So just in case you want to know who I am. Did you hear that? That was number one. That was day one. Day two, a key player in the whole maisa made a total turnaround and became his best friend. I had two. That's my second. I had a third one. I forgot the third one. But I'm having a lot of siyata d'shmaya. What? After right, I know. I have so much maifsim. I'm drowning in my maifsim. There's so much. I think the best thing is Hashem Hashem. I think it's actually his. Yeah. Anyway, what I want to say about, what was I talking about? Who? My maifsim. Anyway, what's the third one? You want to hear the third one? The third one. Forgot. Also, a weird, suddenly best friends, didn't see you for years. Oh, yes. And suddenly, we're friends, we're talking. And it's, maybe it's to help me. Look, I make believe I'm a Balmaifus and it works. I make believe. I'm saying this, Barabbim. It's official. I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. But I speak positive. And it works. I was once walking in the street with Rabbi Miller. And he was telling me about someone we both knew. Wonderful person! We'll make a wonderful this, a wonderful that. It all came true. Speak positive. It wasn't true, but Shazi said it. Shazi said it. I looked at him like, well, come on. You speak positive. David Smith told him that I speak enough, Rabbi says. It's enough. You want me to keep on going for 2 hours?
Sure.
2 hours you want me to go? I'll tell you a story. You want some Gehenim stories? I once got a phone call from a mother. The reason why there's so much depression is because Gehenim is a mess mitzvah. Gehenim is a mess mitzvah. No one talks about Gehenim. My Shvigel, she wasn't that from type. It's in back in Hungary, back in Europe, they talked, of course they talked about Gehenim today. Now today, you want to be a good Rebbe, I got a phone call from a mother when I was in camp a couple of years ago. Rabbi Mandel, my son loves you. Those Gehenim stories were great. It's a joke. If people would really believe in Gehenna, I told this in Gemara's Nebuch, his kids are going, his son married whatever, now they hate his father, and the father can't handle it. He's got a beautiful family. He says, you guys aren't happy that you're alive, that's nothing. You're going to sit on the kid who doesn't like you, and that's your whole life? You don't think for a second that you're able to breathe, it's not important? They asked me about Corona. You're going to get involved with what's going wrong? You know, seeing things are going right? Did you spend enough time talking about this finger and that finger and having Jack next to you and having this and having a telephone? Yep. I can babble my head off all day like a yenta. I can learn a little too. It doesn't hurt. I'm learning now four masechtas. I'm going to teach you Mishnah. It's delicious. It's mamish gevaldi. Having sweet kids to deal with is not enough fun. I told the guy, you got 8 o'clock. Go eat up those 8 o'clock. You're busy with the kid that, with one son who's nasty to you. The guy got 15 kids. Now, you can't judge a person like this. You don't do that. But, I want to help him. And the seichel, Rabbi Miller, if he ever had an assignment, he was so trained to see good all the time. He wouldn't have trouble with getting used to things. He was all day and all night. That's all he talked about. They found him at a chasana talking to himself. He didn't socialize. You don't socialize. What are you going to get from people if you socialize with them? What are they going to do for you? Socializing. I'd rather socialize plenty. But What are you going to get out of the socializing? You go to Shadrach from all that slachas and go to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Chabash Shmugzud, and tell him your problems, talk yourself out, and he'll give you anything you want. And Abe Zal Halpin, Zal Zeicha Zain, Zedgula Shalem, Bekarav Mamish.